Hapa is the Hawaiian word for half, and it's often used to refer to someone of mixed race. Hapa is also the name of one of Hawaii's most popular bands. The musicians chose the name because one is a native Hawaiian and the other a native New Yorker. They have released 2 CDs on the mainland and have just started a tour. Heidi Chang reports.
Hapa is 2 guitarists who also sing. Barry Flanagan was born in Manhattan. Kaili'i Kanialii grew up in Honolulu.
I'm a Hawaiian Chinese, and my dad's a pure Hawaiian, and my mom's Hawaiian Chinese. My whole family sings. Grew up in church and the choir like that, and I guess when I was a baby, I've been around music all the time. So I started singing in church, choir.
My family is Irish Catholic from New York. The biggest influence in my life musically was having Beatle music in my house growing up, and also my parents playing a lot of Frank Sinatra records.
But it was the sound of Hawaiian slack key guitar that inspired Flanagan to move to the island of Maui. That's where he met Kanialii at a Christmas luau 12 years ago. They started playing music together and decided to call themselves Hapa.
We actually thought about the name one day because we thought it was pretty cool, him being Hawaiian and me being Irish, and we ended up walking to a club or some restaurant, burger joint, I think, or something, and somebody that worked there, one of the waiters, said, "Hey, Hapa."
When the two musicians first met, Flanagan was immersing himself in Hawaiian music, but Kanialii was more interested in mainland artists.
James Taylor, Kenny Loggins, Kenny Rankin, you know. I guess I've been playing Hawaiian music for so long that I wanted to play something else, you know, for a little change.
They say opposites attract, and you really, the points of my personality and Kili'i's personality that are different are as far extreme different as you could get, and the points that we are alike are like brothers.
Barry Flanagan does most of the composing for Hapa. One of his songs, Lei Pukaki, was used on the television show Northern Exposure. It will also be included in the upcoming movie, Race the Sun. O ka pikake I ka o ahe ahe a kamakani.
I was kind of inspired by some of the poetry of Robert Louis Stevenson that he had written for Princess Kaiulani. I was just really inspired by the whole story of the pikaki flower and the fact that it was the princess's favorite flower, and it was an Arabian jasmine, and she loved peacocks. They were like her favorite, and the Hawaiian word for peacock is pikake, and after her passing in 1899, the Hawaiians renamed the Arabian jasmine flower pikake in her honor.
Thank you. Even though Flanagan is not a native, over the years that he's lived in the islands, he's tried to learn about their history and culture and incorporate that in his music. And he wants his songs sung in Hawaiian. So when Flanagan composes, he gets help from two Hawaiian language teachers.
I write the translated poetry in English, in kind of a Hawaiian way of speaking in English. And then I'll get together with either Keope or Charles, and we'll just kind of tidy it up, and they'll add words and put everything in the proper literal form. And then I just kind of pray on it, and I'm looking at Hawaiian words and praying for a melody, and then I just end up praying, usually.
Hapa plans to continue singing mainly in Hawaiian with a few songs in English. But Flanagan and Kanialii also want to broaden their audience. So they write music that incorporates traditional Hawaiian slack key with catchy pop hooks.
We have a new, different sound. It's like grabbing an old Hawaiian song and then giving it life.
Kili'i knows a whole bunch of different styles of music, and we just bring them all together to try and do like pop music, but not get too far away from the essence and the heart of the Hawaiian words and the Hawaiian feel.
Hapa's new CD is a collection of traditional and Hawaiian Christmas music called Hapa Holidays. Later this year, the band will release two more recordings, a CD of original songs and a collection of surf guitar music. For National Public Radio, I'm Heidi Chang.